Today we are going to talk about anger. What does the Bible teach us about anger? Psalm 37 verse 8 says, "Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil." Anger is a trap of the devil that we must avoid, because anger opens the door for the enemy to come to us to steal, kill, and destroy. There are different types of anger. It can be inner conflict or outer conflict. Yet, it does not matter what type of anger or conflict we experience. The principle remains the same of that any anger opens a door for the enemy in our lives, and therefore we must guard our hearts from any kind of anger. God tells us that we must not even go to sleep angry. This is how serious it is for God. Ephesians 4 verse 26 to 27, "In your anger do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." Here we see how God confirms in this passage of scripture that anger gives an open door to the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives. But we also read, "In your anger, do not sin." It means that God understands that anger is an emotion that we will experience from time to time, because we are human and have emotions. But God warns us that if we become angry from time to time, that we should not sin in our moments of anger. Jesus himself became angry and overturned tables as they traded in the temple, yet we saw that he did not sin, because he understood the principle of not giving an open door to the enemy. Now, why does God specifically say that the sun should not even go down while we are still angry? Because God knows how we can play things over and over in our minds. Have you ever noticed how terribly angry you become at someone more than you were after thinking and playing out what made you angry over and over in your mind? You lie awake all night thinking about everything, and the more you think about it, the angrier you get. It is seldom the other way around. One does not just get less angry. Why? Because the enemy is there with you in your mind, and he is poisoning the situation, because he knows the angrier you become, the more you sin and the more territory you dedicate to him in your life. Anger is the enemy's food and water. He lives and he thrives on our anger outbursts and our anger that we carry with us internally in our minds, because we actually then make it so easy for the enemy to attack us and to kill, steal, and cause destruction in our lives. Throughout God's word, however, God encourages us to stay away from anger and to rather forgive and often be the least in a conflict situation. Ephesians 4 verse 31 to 32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." It takes quite a lot to be able to say sorry, especially if you were not even really guilty. Often God does not expect us to always have the last say, because God knows if we fight in our anger, we are actually fighting against the enemy himself in the natural. And we cannot fight in our own strength against the enemy in the natural. This is why you often hit a blank in your mind when you fight with someone, because afterwards you think you still wanted to say this or that to the person, and then you are just upset with yourself that you didn't think of it in the heat of the moment. But in fact, the blank is a protective mechanism that kicks in because God prevents us from saying things that we may later regret. Sometimes it is better to put a guard over your mouth, as God says in His Word, and many times our best defense is to allow God to fight on our behalf. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 15, the battle is not yours, but God's. Jesus never defended Himself. He knew that the truth would finally prevail. Every time the enemy tempted Jesus in the wilderness, he only responded with God's word by saying, "It is written." Jesus never became angry and engaged in conversations that would lead to outbursts of anger. He kept on answering the enemy with the word of God. The enemy could not work Jesus up to sin in a moment of anger. If you think about it, Jesus was very hungry and did not feel good or well in the desert, yet the enemy could still not get Jesus worked up because Jesus applied the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. We often sin and indulge in outbursts of anger because we do not exercise self-control in the situations involved. And because we do not live the fruit of the Spirit, therefore the enemy manages to catch us in his trap with anger. We must know that God will not allow us to be unjustly accused. The truth always comes out, and the truth always sets free. John 8 verse 32. And that should be enough for us. We may defend ourselves and state our case without getting angry, but the moment we realize the conversation is going in the wrong direction and moods start to run high, we need to withdraw and surrender to God to fight on our behalf. Matthew 5 verse 38 to 39 says, "You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also." And this does not mean you have to let people walk all over you. This just means that sometimes we have to stand back so that God can fight on our behalf, and by turning our other cheek, we retain our beautiful fruit and testimony, and the enemy cannot steal it from us. In Isaiah 54 verse 17, we read that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us will be rebuked in judgment, and that this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Therefore, we must realize that it does not help to give place to anger and make it easy for the enemy to come to us to steal, kill, and destroy. God says He fights for us, and that no weapon that is formed against us and no tongue that rises up against us will accomplish anything. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9 says, "Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools." That is why we as children of God must keep our fruit beautiful, because the enemy not only steals our testimony from us when we have outbursts of anger or place evil in our hearts, he also steals our health from us. Many diseases originate from anger, and anger opens a door to bitterness. Have you ever felt how fast your heart beats when you are angry, and how your heart literally feels like it is broken into a thousand pieces many times by people's harsh words? A broken heart not only causes emotional pain, but can even make us physically ill. Proverbs 17 verse 22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." And then Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Therefore, a depressed spirit or a broken heart that we often experience due to conflict strife, and anger can even affect our health. In Galatians 5 verse 19, we read what the works of the flesh are. God lists sinful things here that give the enemy a place in our lives. Let's read it together. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Here we see anger and anger more than once listed as hatred, discord and rage. And then God says that those who do these things or give place to them will not inherit the kingdom of God. So it is very clear how God feels about it when we give place to anger or rage. But we must realize that this anger is not always anger towards others, but sometimes, many times, it is even anger towards ourselves. How many times are we not angry with ourselves over this or that in life? And how many times do we not struggle to forgive ourselves? Even anger towards ourselves opens a door for the enemy and steals from us. We must be able to forgive ourselves just as we must forgive others. Matthew 6 verse 14 to 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. We really need to guard against giving anger a place in our lives. Because every cause has a consequence, and the consequences of anger are not wonderful. Proverbs 29 verse 22 explains to us that anger leads to transgressions, thus anger therefore usually turns into sin. Proverbs 29 verse 22 says, an angry person stirs up conflict, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. There is value in being the least often and not always having the last say, because it often avoids conflicts. Proverbs 15 verse 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I would like to end off with James 1 verse 19 to 21. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. So God understands that we get angry from time to time. Jesus also got angry. But the secret is that we must not sin in our anger, because we must not give the enemy a place in our lives. If we realize we are going to sin, we should rather withdraw and trust God to fight for us, because he promises that no weapon formed against us shall prosper and that no tongue will rise against us. He fights for us. Therefore, we must forgive and surrender to God that he handles our anger on our behalf, because the enemy lures us out with anger because he wants to bind us with anger so that we open the door for other iniquities like bitterness. Because he not only wants to steal from us emotionally and mentally through anger, but he also often physically wants to steal, because many emotional states often result also in physical illnesses. So we may realize after today that anger, whether it is inner anger or outer anger is not worth giving way to, because anger does not result in anything good. The last say is not necessarily the victory, because we can lose so much in our own lives emotionally and physically when we give way to anger, because the door for the enemy to come, steal and destroy is wide open where there is any anger or discord in our lives. Therefore, lock that door by dealing with anger, as we have seen today from God's word. This message was brought to you by Femke Malan. May you have a blessed and a wonderful day, and may the joy of the Lord be your strength. Thank you.